Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Another day, another dysfunction.
What's K. Michelle's trauma?
Men. Wow. Everything that I've gone through has been because of lack of self-esteem and men being in the middle. I don't think men are good people.
Wait, you think that now?
All men. I don't think they're good people.
Why not?
Like cheating. You know that that's going to destroy your partner, but you do it anyway. That's not a mistake.
Have you ever cheated in a relationship?
That's exactly what I was about to ask.
Yeah, I've cheated.
You know that anger you get when you deal with like a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women, like I truly do.
So I look at men and I have an anger for them. I see how they make women feel. So, women could be doctors, lawyers, and everything, but they're in the bed crying over what a man did to them.
So how is that raising a man then? Because you have a son who's turning 16.
That's why I don't want to raise another one.
There's something seriously wrong with you.
Are you in a relationship now, though?
Yeah, I'm in a relationship
and
now.
And
he has his ways with him. And I'm very cold. I'm very, I'm very, like...
A wall up.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like that.
What does he say about that?
Oh, he just tries to, I think, kind of ignore it.
Yes, I'm a simp.
What? He doing shit. He better than me. He way better than me.
He knows it's an issue because imagine sitting there while I write these songs. And he knows my content. Like I always say, I can't date you unless I can write a song about you.
What kind of shit is that?
You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
Being in Atlanta all this time and then going to Nashville where it's predominantly
white.
One, they go home at 5 and 6 o'clock when they're producing because they go home to their families. Being a country singer, if you are a singer in country music, you're a man. If you are not married, it is not respected. Family is respected in country music in that space. But in our space, we are singing about side chicks. We are glorifying a lot of women. That's not what happens in Nashville. You can't call a woman a bitch a hoe in Nashville because they'll never even listen to your music and your professional career will suffer. At what point in the black community do our men create real homes?
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
I'm tired of sisters like you running our reputation in the ground because you pick poorly.
I mean, let him fucking, he ain't even got a baby. He be with the shit, never fugazi. He don't hesitate to shoot for a lady.
There's plenty of black men out there who want to create real homes and get married and do the wholesome right thing. Y'all ain't checking for them. Were you checking for those dudes in high school? Were you checking for those dudes in college? Of course not, because they was corny, lame, and square. There's been plenty of dudes who tried to holler at you who would have came home at 5 and been a good man to you. You didn't want them dudes. You wanted the rappers, drug dealers, ballers, scammers, you know, entertainers. You know the type that they go for. Dudes who are clearly players. Dudes who already had 3 kids by 3 different baby mamas when you met them. And then you get pregnant by them and you think you're going to be a wholesome family. Black women do not like stand-up, good, righteous, wholesome men. That's not up for debate. So if you want to lay down with Pookie, don't be mad when Pookie do Pookie things. They love bad boys, but then want to cry when bad boys do bad things.
See, there's always going to be some real sad parts in life that's hard to accept. That wishing something was different won't make it so. They're learning the difference between things they can change and things they can't. That's one of life's toughest lessons. Take it from someone who's been there. Take it from me, Mr. G.
And even talking, just our first time talking, and you said you didn't even mean for that to happen. Life happens. I'm not here to judge life. I'm looking at a successful black man that has the ability to literally turn the narrative on black family.
Like, what? What?
No, he doesn't. He's one man. There's plenty of black celebrities who are married and have intact families. What Cam Newton do isn't going to single-handedly change the perspective or change the narrative or save black people. So even if Cam Newton get with a woman and marry her and have some kids, that ain't going to change the ills going on in the black community, and that ain't going to make every black person get married and have kids and be a wholesome family. You sound dumb as fuck. No, Cam Newton does not have that power. The fuck are you talking about?
It's not cool to not know what you're talking about.
Turn the narrative on black family, you know? Mm-hmm. And my grandfather, I watch my uncles and everything. My whole family, they're married. I'm not the girl who didn't see what a man creating a black family is supposed to be. So I'm asking right now, black men, black men to really step up for black women.
Fuck no. And I'm going to and I'm gonna stand on that.
Okay.
And they can get in my DM. You can get in my DM all you want every day.
So fucking cry, bitch. I don't give a fuck. It's funny, if anything.
And they be bad. Like, it's so sad. But I'm glad. Bars.
I don't feel sorry for you. And I hope nobody feels sorry for you. You always going to have some thoughts just like you who's going to be, oh, she speaks directly to me.
Black family start with a black woman's decision to have sex with a particular man.
Remember that?
Women gatekeep sex, so therefore women gatekeep childbirth. We have to look at both sides. We can't just say men aren't creating black families. There's plenty of things black women are doing to destroy their own families. They're having babies with dudes who are the least likely to be wholesome husbands. So that's the first step. And then they're doing a bunch of toxic shit and being toxic in a relationship that sabotaged the relationship.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga. I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
So if all the black women in the hood stop fucking street niggas right now, and all the black women in the hood start chasing the black corny dudes who get good grades and shit, then problem be solved. And if black women not only fucked those dudes and had babies by them, but did everything in their power to stay with that man, then the problem will be solved. Every woman know who the good dude is. They're just not sexually attracted to him. That's the problem. Every woman, every girl and woman on the planet from 12 up know who the nice guy is, who would never do anything wrong to him and be the best husband and best father. They're a post bomb.
You didn't even like, you were 0% interested in.
Ew, get off of me. Ugh, as if.
They ignore 90% of men and then wave their finger at the apparent bad boys that he didn't become Dr. Huxtable.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
They're like, yeah, I know it's probably not a great chance we're going to work out and be a wholesome family, but hey, I ain't giving no baby to no cornball. Yeah, I'm putting all the blame on you bitches. Bad men will always exist, but y'all don't got to keep sleeping with them. So until black women stop sleeping with bad boys, scammers, drug dealers, gangbangers, and all that, then I don't want to hear this shit. And I don't take your tears serious at all. You're a joke. This is the same woman that said men aren't good people because they cheat. And then the interviewer asked her seconds later, well, have you ever cheated? And she said, yeah, she's a joke. So women aren't good people by your logic. Because women cheat roughly at the same rate as men. It's like 5% difference.
Black men to really step up for black women and create families. Yep. It's really not cool.
I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
She was a stripper who got a BBL talking about wholesome families. Cut it out, lady. There's nothing wholesome about you. In order for the black family to be intact, black women need to play a submissive role. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to submit to a wholesome, righteous man who don't got street swag and might not make $10 million a year? Are you willing to do that? Okay, well, shut the fuck up then.
I want you to shut the fuck up.
These women don't know how to grow up and mature. All they got is look at my body. And that's just sad at these advanced ages. They don't know how to develop a mature style as they age. Maybe if I just have my tits hanging out, people will take me serious then.
You live in fantasies, I reject your deposit.
That's their main value in their eyes. It's not men telling them that's their main value. They're telling themselves that this woman has made all the wrong decisions in life, consistently, for decades. And now she wants to sit on this fucking chair like she's some type of relationship guru or black family specialist or something.
Black men are attacking black women. And it's not a cool. They're not creating homes. They're creating babies everywhere. It's not cool. And I'm asking you, other successful black men, to be, you have to set an example as leads. The cute social media back and forth on black women. Black women are strong. Black women are where you come from, this and that. So there probably isn't any sympathy for you and just life happening, because there's so many other things around you going on that are not fair to black women. What is going on with the black family? We are consistently creating the cycle of kids who can't come home and see their daddy there. And they see their mama sad at night. At what point is the successful black man in this world going to step in? I see white men doing it every day. I get to witness the best of both worlds every day. Getting on stage singing R&B, being here in Atlanta, I get to sing R&B, but then I get to go to Nashville and be like, you mean you ain't staying out till 6 in the morning? You're going to go home to your family? You're going to write this song and leave at 5 and 6 because you're going to take care of your family and your wife? At what point do the successful black men build black families? We ain't going to ever have a black family if y'all don't do it.
Never done anything remotely wrong in my life, ever.
Accountability doesn't exist for them. You see, it's oh, how can I do some mental gymnastic to get away from accountability? You see what I'm saying? Until she gets older. And then the rest of her life is going to be pretty much Al Bundy when she had 4 touchdowns in a single game 20 years ago. And you go, yeah, I did this and I did. Yeah, that's usually the next step for girls like this. When she's 40, she's going to always have stories about when she was 20. Like Al Bundy, 4 touchdowns, 1 game.
It's just not going to happen. So if your mentality is, yes, things happen, and I'm not knocking you for that. I didn't come here for that. But at what point do you take that black woman? Do you be in a home and show your kids what it's like, you know? At what point do you take a grip to it and not make excuses for it or mantras and things like that? It is so unfair to black women who have been the strength and builders of so many things.
Have you ever wanted to believe in something, even though you knew it couldn't be true? Did you ever want to believe it so bad you didn't pay attention to what your common sense was telling you?
Destroyer of so many things. Black men, black children, human decency, decorum, class, sophistication. The destroyer of so many things. Nobody believes this bullshit that black women kick about being so strong and building everything, and nobody believes it because it's not in people's reality day to day. I'm not saying no black woman has ever done anything productive, but as a whole, fuck no.
Man, hell no!
Fucking cussing and just being a complete disgrace and not giving a fuck. That's who most black women are in America. Destroying shit, fighting, being ratchet, having a bunch of babies out of wedlock. That's your group identity.
Man, that's just mean.
And I know life happens. You can't be with somebody you don't want to be with or whatever, but my grandparents did it. My grandfather, 92, died when he was 92, my best friend. I never seen another type of man. That's why I've turned down 3 rings, because they wasn't like my grandpa.
Damn, bitch, you are fucked up.
She skated by the first 30 years. Didn't even have to put any effort in, right? But she's getting older now. She's older. And that's where all, you can't manipulate me. That's where all this shit.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.